Hey.
How come you have a better monitor than everybody else? You have two of them.
I came at the right time and I got two 24-inch monitors.
They're bigger and brighter than everyone else's monitor.
Yeah.
How come he has really sad small monitors?
Some sort of privilege at Microsoft in the summer.
Yeah.
Is that how that works?
Unfortunately.
Cool. So what are you working on?
So new stuff that I can't show, but stuff I can show. The query extender.
Yeah. Is that something you can show? Is this a secret?
Yeah.
This is a beta 2 thing?
Beta 2 thing.
Okay. Yep, what's it all about?
So in 3.5 we had linked data source. It should have been called linked SQL data source.
Right.
Bad naming. And you could query that way, but there was a language inside of linked data source that you couldn't really figure out until you go into MSDN and you search the documentation.
It's pretty obscure.
Yeah, it's pretty obscure. It's the same language that the C# team gives samples for in 3.5. And it was kind of hard to write queries. Basically, Scott had a blog post about handling selecting event and then writing a query by hand and then assigning that to the result of the iQueryable. So we made it easier for you to do queries in 4.0. It's more declarative.
So okay, and there's tooling for this too?
No, there's not. We didn't have resources to do tooling. We wanted to do a designer, but think about what a query would... I mean, it'd be kind of complex to do a query.
Well, show me a demo, and we'll talk about whether it's complex.
So
what are we doing here?
So we're going to take linked data source, have a customer's table. All right, I'm going to pick all the fields. Hook it up to my...
This is in web forms?
Yep, good old web forms. To my grid view, have all the things there. So far, so good. Let's run this.
So this is what we had before. So we have this now, right?
Yep.
Drop a data source on, link to SQL.
Configure it.
So we're doing link to SQL work, and even though link to SQL is not dead. It's not dead at all.
Completely dead.
That's not dead?
No one should say that.
So there we go. There's the magical Northwind database. Glorious.
Yeah,
okay, so this is stuff we do now.
Yep. Let's add search to this table, this page.
Okay.
So if you did search in link, you'd probably do something like, pick the fields you want and do a complex link query with contains, and then that would create the right SQL and do the right filtering.
Okay, if you were going to search on every column.
Every column, yeah.
Okay.
Let's do a search by company name, contact name, and contact title.
Okay.
So we're going to drag on a text box, if I can find it.
It's under T.
T, for text box.
These are the high-tech developers here at the Microsoft. That was an interview question, I think, actually.
I failed. Did I fail? Let's
try to get the text box.
All right. Let's add the ASP query extender.
Nice color color theme there, dude.
Yeah,
I like that.
Took me a while.
Okay, so query extender is being added here.
Yep.
This is a control, and it's going right at the bottom of linked data source.
Yep.
Okay.
And we're going to target it at linked data source. This is the magic connection.
Okay.
And we're going to add a search expression. So, if you think about it, this is much more declarative and it feels more ASP.NET-ish.
Right.
To set properties on controls and stuff. So I can say, company name. Let me just copy and paste. No errors. Contact.
Yeah, that'll work. More high-tech techniques from Microsoft developers.
I'm so lazy.
Copy-paste. That'll be all right.
Search type. Starts with, contains, ends with. Do a contains.
Okay.
Let's tell it I want a control parameter. Control ID would be textbox 1.
Okay, so the query extender said my target control is a linked data source. We're going to search on these three fields doing a contained search, and the parameter, control parameter, is the text box. So the input from the text box is going to be used to create that search.
Yes.
Okay, let's see if it works.
Let's run it.
Do I have to put any buttons or anything? Or?
Oh, yeah, so there's a button and there's a text.
Yellow screen of death. No.
No. Give me a search term.
Martin.
Search.
Woo! It worked. Martin.
Yeah?
Now go back. Hang on. How come I didn't find that dude?
Did I put in contact name?
Or is that kind of... That guy's name's Martin.
Mar? Maybe you think it's Martin.
Not even there.
This thing is flooded.
No, there he is. Right there.
Oh, yeah.
So put in Martin.
Oh, no, look at the eye. The eye has that lake.
It's a little accent eye.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't see that with the giant, with the... She's got a little accent aigu. That's what it's called.
You should ask
everyone.
En français.
Is it? Accent aigu or accent aigu?
Is it?
It depends on the which way the accent points.
accent.
Yeah, Oxon.
Yeah, yeah. I was watching this thing on the TV yesterday about McDonald's has coffee now. So they put a little accent over the E, and it's called McCafe. And the ad is like they just take all these words and add an E on it and makes it French.
Yeah?
I'm sure the French people would really appreciate that.
Probably pissed off.
Yeah, we should go talk to Bertrand.
And Abu.
Okay, cool.
All right. So let's look at what it generated. So there's a trick that I like to do for link data source.
Can you pump up your fonts for me?
Yeah. Oh, Dev 10.
Do more. Do it. Oh, control scroll. That feels good.
Context created. So we're going to print the actual log from the database without going to the SQL analyzer thing that I can't use. Create a new string writer.
So you're making a little link to SQL logger here, kind of just in time. So when the link data source context gets created, you're going to jump in there.
Yep.
Ooh. And you just pull the result out and then just add it to the string writer.
There we go.
Okay.
And then since data bind happens in pre-render, we're going to have to override render. And then write.
So you're just going to append the actual SQL from the link to SQL queries at the end of every...
The beginning.
Every
page.
Oh, because it's the beginning.
Yep.
Oh, my battery's dying. No pressure.
Oh, no.
Snippets.
Let's see. Let's make it work the first time. Yes.
Oh, there it is. Select.
All right. That's by default, right? There's
that's the default
search.
One, right?
Let's search for owner.
And there it is.
Magic.
Very cool.
No code.
No code. Web forms 4.
4.
Not 4.0.
4.
4. Web forms 4.
ESP 4. Web forms 4.
Query extender 4.
4.
Very cool.
Cool.
Awesome. Thanks so much for showing me that.
No problem.